So, are we still there? So let's get to Genesis 1:23. No, 1:26. That's where I was headed. Now watch what he said. He listened to this, 1:26. And God said, remember, no other creature that God made, even angels, is not as close to God as we are. You know how we can, you know how we can say that, and when we understand and be right, you know how we can say that? We are God. Angels are not, but we are God. You know how we are God? We're the body of Christ. We are not God, God, but we are God's. We are one with him. We what make up God. God may join us to him so he can express himself through us with his goodness, with his loving kindness. Let's see how we're doing. Ooh, how come y'all didn't tell me? I just lost track of time. I'm trying to, my. What I'm, my goodness, thank you, Jesus. Let me read the verse and shut up. Thank you, Lord. We have to pick it up some other time. And God said, let us make man. Who said it? It wasn't the devil, it wasn't angels, it wasn't you, it wasn't me. God said it. Now who's going to question your quality of life and who you are? God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let us make him in our image. What did Hebrews say? Jesus is a perfect imprint of his Father God. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have. He didn't say, let us have. He said, let them have it. Didn't he say? Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth. How much of the earth? He didn't say half of the earth. And Satan take the other half. He didn't even say that. He said, let them. Adam was the God of this earth. Over all the earth and every living, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And then verse 27 says, it's when he said it, so God did it. So God created man in his own image, and God created him, male and female, created he them. Women, woman, you're created equal with the man in authority. In Christ Jesus, neither male nor female. That's Galatians 3:29-28. But we get so, it's so sad. And we put a piece of wood up and say a woman can't stand there because it's holy. You talking about ignorant gone to seed. It really have gone to seed. When you can't think no better than that. When you don't have no more revelation that. That's why you don't have enough power to blow your nose. God can't flow in that. You've been making, an empty wagon make a lot of noise. And people think, get shouting, that wagon is coming. Hey, the wagon is coming. We had a wagon. Get there and it's empty. It's making a lot of noise. I don't have anything on it. And that's too many pulpits like that. Making a lot of noise. And ain't nothing for people to take away. Sad. And we still walk around in defeat. Scared, tucking our tail and running. COVID-19, what? I don't pay that no mind. Nothing but a lie. That's a devil that's already been defeated. Amen. You don't have no been running from the devil. Great is he that's in you, he's in the world. Amen. So what if you get attacked? He said, fight the good fight of faith. Just letting know you got to fight, buddy. You ain't taking my life. I don't know who I heard. It may have been Creflo I heard say that today. It's just like you already sitting down and the devil will come up and tell you, sit down. You're already sitting down. He'll come up and tell you, you sick. He tried to tell you, you got something. I'm already healed. The point, that's the point you want to get. I already got it. What are you trying to tell me to do something? When we get this truth that you already been healed and Satan trying to move you out of your place or healed. Have you struggling trying to get something you already got? I ain't gonna be struggling. I'm gonna build my faith and my trust in Him, in Jesus Christ, His righteousness, and nothing else. I dare not trust the sweetest thing. Okay, how cool and how it sounds. I dare not trust the sweetest thing. Holy lean on Jesus' name. There's no other name. There's no other name. I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree. I'm planted. I'm not trying to get planted. I'm rooted. I'm planted. By where life, I draw my life from. And that's the word of God. It doesn't matter about the changes of the season, the weather. It doesn't matter about any kind, because I'm planted in Him. He made the weather. He made the season. He made all of that. He didn't make that to destroy me. He made it to complement me. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes,
sir. I've learned to listen to the right voice. My sheep hear my voice. And a stranger. Listen, y'all, but come on. Cause I already got my second wind. I'm just closing it down. Hallelujah. Make your mouth do your job. Do its job. Don't let it be a problem. Don't let your mouth be a troublemaker for your life. Say this with me as they get up. My mouth
is not a troublemaker
for my life. I use it to bless my life. I speak God's word over my life, in my life, and I have what I say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. Hallelujah. I'm wealthy and I'm healthy. I'm full of life. I have what I say. Woo. Ha, 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 ha.